Good afternoon. This is that guy, Ken Hodge, your branch president, Columbus branch. Just a quick postal rap session to make sure we keep our minds open and don't fall for the abracadabra to the magic trick. If you are on tour three, you were exposed to on yesterday. We were called into the cafeteria for a meeting by one of the NBOs, and I must say the only thing that I could say was positive about the meeting was they actually gave out $20 gift certificates to some employees, one mail handler, I think an expediter and a clerk. So big ups to my man, Brother Brian. What's up? $20, that's not smooth, because that brother do work pretty hard and very consistent. But past that, you were razzle-dazzled with some bullshit about scanning. Let me tell you something about scanning, okay? And I've said this before, and I'm very serious, and I really, really, really need you to hear me and understand what it is that I'm saying to you. And what I'm saying is, when you fall into that trap, the tours are having contests. There's a competition to see who can scan the most. Now, on the surface, if management some of the time gave a damn about the quality of our work life, that would be very motivating. But that's not what we have in the post office, Columbus, and most other places. So you start playing that scanning contest game with management, I'm going to tell you how that game is going to end. You're going to keep scanning, and again, when I say scanning, I'm talking about moving actual pieces of equipment, not riding around just scanning placards, as the NBO suggested. You see anything, just scan it. Well, that's not the process, and I promise you, you start accumulating hundreds of scans when you're not pulling that equipment, and I say this again. You start accumulating that high scan total and you're not moving that equipment, they're going to expect that from you. They're going to make another adjustment to the F1 scheduler, slide in the scanning scores, and reduce more postal jobs. Now, that's my message to you. My message is not anti-management or anti-anything else. It's a pro-union message. And it doesn't mean that management has to speak rude or improper to you. They can be just as giddy as the NBO was in the lunchroom, but that's still not information you need to really digest. Or if you, before you digest it, process it. Because anytime management has a contest or competition on anything in the Postal Service, the craft is going to lose on that. You get motivated, you get hyped up, you start working at accelerated paces that you have no plans on continuing, and now what you've just done was dug a hole for yourself. So all I'm saying is, let's put out a quality product in the post office. When I say a quality product, let's continue to work at an expedited pace, but work at your pace. The post office got this thing, I'm doing the best I can. It used to mean some nonsense, but that can be a positive statement now. We could turn that around. When I say I'm doing the best I can, usually that means somebody was really giving you the business. But we can turn that around to when I say I'm doing the best I can, yes, I'm giving you what I have. No, I'm not somewhere sweating profusely because of the rate at which I'm working. Pretty much not going to happen in my lifetime for me. But I say to you, if that's a comfortable work pace for you, get at it. You see, that's what we have to understand. You got to get out of that nonsense as far as management trying to give you the false illusion that there's a production standard. There's not. It's what you do. And if you, again, are attentive to what's happening, again, I heard a manager say, just scan anything. So what happens here is, it's not even about putting out a product now. It's about having numbers so I can compete and win against other people. Folks, be very careful of that. That's all I'm saying to you. And I forgot the rest of the nonsense that was talked about in that room yesterday. But, again, if we had management that at some points in the past showed a care and a concern for the quality of our work life, then I could see you getting on board with this stuff. But again, most of the time in Columbus, when I say most of the time, not always, but 99.8% of the time, when you buy into that kind of nonsense or abracadabra before the magic trick from management, usually the craft gets hurt. So let's just be aware. Let's just be attentive. I didn't really forget what the rest of the meeting was about. They spoke about zero tolerance. And I got to tell you, zero tolerance is a solid policy. But as with everything else Columbus management put their hands on, they dilute and pervert the process. If you work in Columbus, you know as well as I know, there are certain individuals, let's just say if management likes you, you can get into a confrontation in the middle of the work floor and still return to your job if management likes you. But if you're like 99% of us on that end, that management would probably be happy if we didn't exist. Well, for those of us, we see the improper application of zero policy, and it's a basic policy. If you get out of pocket, we got to send you home until we investigate. But again, even that, Columbus messes that up, because I'm sure you know or you've seen situations in there where people get walked out of that building, and you've seen other situations in there probably as worse, and nothing gets done, or those folks just get sent back to work. So all I'm saying on the zero policy is it's a good policy. And again, it protects us while we're at work. And nobody should have to come to work in a hostile work environment. Nobody should have to come to work and feel they're being threatened at work. But if they're going to implement the zero tolerance policy, then all I'm saying is it should be across the board. That was just me and Kendrick Lamar having a little session there. But anyway, I'm trying to keep the postal rap session interesting, again, because I just want to put information out that's going to grow the craft, help the craft understand. And as always, you know, sometimes I have a different point of view on things, but I want you to understand that my interest or my motive, my concern is helping the craft. So if we're a little off base on certain items, hey, let's talk about it and let's come to a common understanding. Okay, I want to stop anything but positive interaction. Hey, have a wonderful day, and one day we'll get it right. Hey, have a great day.